Workbook. Skills practice. Page 87. Oral comprehension 7. You are going to hear a radio interview about a film director. Read the questions and choose the correct answer.
My next guest is a writer who has just published a new biography of the film director Terry Gilliam, The Adventures of Baron Gilliam. Welcome, Pamela. Why did you decide to write this book?
Because Terry Gilliam fascinates me. His films are so unusual, so clever. He's definitely my favorite director, even though I have never actually met him.
I know we want people to buy your book, so don't give too much away. But can you tell us a little about his life and career?
Yes. He was a very bright child and studied political science at university. But an obsession with the comic magazine Mad led him towards a career as a cartoonist. In his 20s, he moved to Britain and found work at the BBC, where he met some of the future members of the comedy group Monty Python, who were working on the same children's show as him. So when Monty Python was formed, he joined, not appearing very often, but producing his strange illustrations to use in the show.
So when did he become a director?
In 1975, Monty Python made a film based on the life of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. Gilliam and another member of the group, Terry Jones, acted as co-directors. It wasn't easy for them because it rained all the time and they had a very limited budget. In the end, the lack of finances actually helped the film. The knights should have been riding horses, but horses were too expensive to use. Instead, the directors came up with the idea of banging coconut shells together, producing similar sounds to horses' hooves. The sight of the knights riding imaginary horses was typical of the humor in Monty Python's films. It was a hit, but I'm not sure it would have worked for anyone else.
Have his films been commercially successful?
He's had mixed levels of success. His third film, Time Bandits, was about a group of very short people who kidnap a young boy and travel through time with a map, searching for treasure. It was a bizarre idea. But because the hero was an 11-year-old, it worked well as a family film and ended up making a lot more than it cost. Unfortunately, my favorite film, The Adventures of Baron Munchausen, was quite expensive to make and did poorly at the box office despite a good cast and excellent reviews. It was even nominated for 4 Oscars, although it didn't actually win any.
Terry Gilliam nearly directed the Harry Potter films, didn't he?
Well, he was J.K. Rowling's first choice, but Warner Brothers chose someone else. At the time, he was very angry about it, and he wasn't very complimentary about the first 2 films. However, he has calmed down since and admitted that it was probably a very good idea not to have chosen him. Not because he couldn't have done it, but because he's too stubborn to work on such a high-budget film.
It would certainly have been interesting. Well, thank you, Pamela, and good luck with the book.